The 15th annual Cobo belongs to the California University Vulcans, winning in overtime 16-13 over the IUP Crimson Hawks. This was just an old-time rock'em sock'em type football game when you take a look at the final stats. And a big pass play, the biggest play of the game for either team, was a 63-yard pass play from Davis Black to Eric Willis that covered 63 yards and culminated four plays and 78 yards to take a 7-0 lead that was in the second quarter. At halftime, Cal led by a score of 7-0. IUP tried a 36-yard field goal before the half, but it was no good. So then coming back as we moved along, and IUP coming back to get on the boards at the 2:30, had to be the fourth quarter there, on a 2-yard run by J.D. Younger. This actually was some kind of setup. There were all kind of things that happened in there. Pass interference calls, a chop block, and another penalty, both against IUP. That had to be the drive of the year after Cal had that 7-3 lead. They ate up the third quarter, but that drive by IUP was 96 yards in 22 plays, and J.D. Younger from 2 yards out, the extra point was good, and it was a 10-7 game at the 2:38 mark. And it stayed that way till we came down to the fourth quarter, which was really wild and woolly, and with a 4th and 2 at the IUP 20. Cal tried a field goal. It was blocked by IUP, but the ball advanced, and it was recovered by Cal, and they got a first down and continued their drive. A sack by Noah Vaughn in there helped out for IUP, but eventually they ended up with a 14-play, 65-yard drive and got a field goal with 4.6 left, and it was 10-10. In overtime, IUP gets the ball to 25. They had to settle for a field goal to go up 13-10, but then Cal with a 3rd and goal at the 3 with their possession. The quarterback keeper up the middle for Davis Black. He scored and put it away for Cal. With the victory, they are now 7-1. IUP drops to 5-3. They'll be at Gannon next week. This Cole Bowl belonged to Cal, and it took overtime, 16-13. Jack Benedict reporting for your hometown radio station.